The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. What started out as a recreational pastime is becoming big business. Esports, a lucrative video gaming competition, is booming in China. One school, the Lansheng Technical School in Eastern Jinan Province, offers courses in it to train students for careers in esports, either as a competitor or as a manager or promoter. Ron Langsheng is director of the Lansheng Technical School.
At first, parents thought it was just about playing video games. In fact, it's not the case. Esports is developing to a very high degree, and it's becoming a factor in the market economy. That's how things are now.
The market research firm Newzoo estimates that the esport industry will be worth $906 million in global revenue in 2018, with China accounting for 18% of the total. According to local data from CNG, the esports industry already employs some 50,000 people in China. CNG estimates there's enough demand to create another 260,000 jobs across the country. Given the expected growth, passionate students like Tong Xin are focused on improving their skills in some of the most popular esport games.
This was a hobby for me. I was really into playing video games, and it's a new kind of job. I think there are good prospects in it. I want to try it out. I'm still young. I feel like I have the time to dedicate to it.
Lansheng Technical is not alone. At least two other universities have opened up esports educational courses in China. There's also an esports academy in Nantes, France, and universities in Finland and Moscow already offering similar courses. Esports visionaries are even pushing for Olympic status. Speaking at the India-Korea Business Summit on Tuesday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi asked Korean firms to expand the $2.55 billion worth of investments they have in his country. There are approximately 600 Korean companies that have businesses in India. Modi struck a positive tone as he encouraged more investment and collaboration in the technology sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi:
"It is heartening to know that our bilateral trade crossed $20 billion last year for the first time in 6 years.
Some analysts say further investment is unlikely at this stage because of complications with India's 2017 goods and services tax and the lack of available capital. India and South Korea are the third and fourth largest economies in Asia, respectively. South Korea is a major investment partner of India's. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.